On today's show, we've got a big surprise for you. It's not really a surprise. Matty Potts is Daddy Potts. That happened across the weekend. We're very excited for him. London Lodovico. Very, very happy for Potts. We've got a video for you and everything. Not of the pregnancy or of the birth. Don't worry. But we do have a very cool, they paid for an in-house photographer. We got a little something special for you guys. If you're a fan of the show, if you're a Pottshead, you will love that. Belly Matt LaBelle joins me here in studio. We're going to have a little spooky of a day here going into Halloween stories. We're going to get all kinds of Halloween-y. Teeny Halloween-y is the name of today's show. Thank you, Belly. Way to come up with that one on your own. That was all you. Strap it on. It's Luke Stark in the morning.
What's up, everybody? This is JV from One Wheel With Me.
I'm Amanda Thompson with the New England One Wheel Network.
This is Jeff McCosker from The Float Life.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
This is Chris Richardson with
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Skater D.
Hey, I'm John Charles Meyer, producer of Dave Made Amazing.
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Lodotti, author of Play the Devil, and you are listening to Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
This is Andy fucking Cruz from SiriusXM 415, and you're listening to Looch Dog in the Morning.
Number one podcast in the world. Yeah, boy.
Welcome back, folks. Oh, man, let's do the damn thing. Belly, you take over the cameras from here on out. I am out of here. It's time to start the show. London Lodovico is the name. We are very happy for Matty Potts. He is now a dad. He is... We don't even know if he's joining us on today's show. We hope we can get him. If we can, maybe we'll get a quick call in. But I can tell you right now, if we can get him, that will be exciting. Because this guy's got no idea what's in store for him. Can you guys imagine Potts as a dad? Did you even try him? Let's just try him and see what happens. We'll see if we can get him on the line. But we've got a fun one to do today. I've got a story from Halloween you guys are not ready for. It has to do with cigarettes being shoved in an asshole and then smoked. It has to do with damaged property. Belly, go ahead and show the people that. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what your face should look like right now. I have a gem. I have a gem of a story from college Halloween. East Carolina. People travel from near and far to get to East Carolina from Halloween. Belly Matt LaBelle joins me now. What's up, man?
It's good to be here as always. I'm lost in translation on the cigarettes in the butt thing.
Yeah, well, you know when you're in college and you think things are funny, but actually when you look back at it and you're like, that was just really just gross and mean. No, you're not a smoker, but I wonder if this is something that you can find funny still, or if you are now just not.
Did you terrorize someone?
I didn't.
Someone else you knew?
Someone did. Uh-oh. I hear sounds.
I did.
Okay, I was going to say, I hear sounds. Is he calling? Man, I want Potts in here. So we're really, really excited. In fact, we'll do that for a break. Do you have it? It's if you want to pull up your Facebook Messenger. Just pull up your Facebook Messenger. It's just a link. That's all you need. Okay?
Did he send that to both of us?
No. I just sent it to you from my due sesh. So Belly and I woke up about 15 minutes ago. Both of us struggling a little bit this morning, but feeling amazing as far as life goes. Like, I'm back. Oh, you do you, but I'm back.
Yeah, you're back.
This is your time to be down.
You're excited. You're feeling it.
I haven't been feeling like this in a long time. A long time. So you almost
He's walking on sunshine. Yeah. He's walking on sunshine. Yeah. It's time to feel good.
So I'm very excited. Belly's still dealing with his plantar fasciitis.
A little bit, yeah.
So if you pull up on, you just go to your message, go to my messages, go to you. Matt LaBelle is his name, if you want to look him up anywhere. And eventually we want to play that little link. Just pull that link up. It's a YouTube clip, and then we'll just go to it whenever.
She's already on YouTube. She's already YouTube.
She's already got her own Instagram. They call me Bumble.
Yeah.
Which is really funny. But now she has a name. It is London Lodovico Asusada Uriditsky. Lot of vowels.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful name. I love London.
And she can go by Lolo. Nickname.
Touchdown! Dude, Definitely. Good call.
Look at that, Lolo.
Lolo?
Yeah, boom.
That's cool. And I got to tell you, and we'll do this. Let me tell you something. I said this to Potts already, so this is nothing that I wouldn't say to him. Just remember, don't go anywhere. Best Halloween story. If you thought my love doctor and my massage was funny, this one is equally outrageous.
Equally.
Not as funny, but as equally outrageous.
Okay.
So don't go anywhere. But no, I told Potts to his face I hated all the names he was going to. I didn't like, not yet.
I didn't, what?
Oh, I just saw that go. Yeah, I hate all of the, I do not like the names that they were going through. And he wanted a name that could also be a boy's name. That was his thing. He knew, they knew it was going to be a girl, but they wanted to have a name that could also be boys, like Ryan or Taylor. He had a thing for that. He thought it would be really cool.
Okay.
Which is, hey, that's it. I've learned a long time ago, Belly, that you don't get to name.
So not Ashley.
Ashley would be a no-go. And you don't.
Boys have been named Ashley.
Sucks for him. Also for Leslie, that sucks for that boy.
Yeah. I saw an Aaron the other day that was a male spelled with an E. That's not the move I'd expect.
Typically the way it goes. But what I would say.
For the double A.
You would imagine a double A with an Aaron.
Yeah.
But what
male
I would,
Aaron.
Male Aaron, yes, correct. Thank you. But what I would say is it is not your choice to name your friend's kids.
No, not even a little bit. Not
that
even at all.
So hard for me growing up.
What?
Oh, yeah. I'm invested.
I'm sorry.
I'm Uncle Luke. I'm Unky Luch.
Yeah, uncles don't get the choice of the name. You
I don't like some of the names that are being floated around.
That's too bad. It's not your choice.
It's not my choice at all. But that's the problem, is when you think you have better input, it's like, yeah, you have better input for yourself, but not for who's having the kid.
When whoever's the uncle and aunt of your kid starts going,
yeah,
that's a terrible name.
Yeah, exactly. It's easy.
Shut your mouth.
Like, I've been single for 10 years. It's so easy to just think from a single perspective, like, well, no, that name sucks, though. Like, what an asshole.
Yeah. Big time.
So
asshole.
I didn't like some of the ones that they were throwing out.
Nope.
And it was awkward because I've learned you can't comment. I'm not going to sit here and go, no, I don't like it. No, I don't like it. I was just very supportive. Oh, yeah, yeah, sounds good. Because they'll land on it, whatever it is. London Lodovico Azusada Yuriditsky. That, I love London, and it's London with a Y. London.
Mm-hmm.
I like
great.
It. I like it a lot. I really do. When they told me that, I was like, oh, thank God.
Yep.
So why don't we just do it? Just play the video. Let's just play congratulations to Potts. Let's
this
just
is
do
congratulations
that.
To Mr. Potts. We love you very much. You are the best. You are hopefully getting some rest tonight.
Daddy Potts, for the first time at age, I believe, 40, his first child. We're very happy for him. This is his new newborn child.
To open up your eyes, everything's brand new. It'll be alright as I'm holding you. The clouds up in the sky.
Ooh. So, congratulations. That was an abrupt ending, but man, wasn't that awesome? I love seeing it because he's my cousin. I mean, I've known him since I was a kid, obviously, and I know everybody's gone through a lot of our social media launches had children. None of us have. This is our first child at TTR Studios, okay? So we're very excited about it, and what's going on in the social media launch, Belly?
Now they're just saying congrats to Potts and everything like that. Funniest comment so far for me is Lolo, no, no.
Lolo equals no, no? Yeah. Come on.
Miss Jess Jones, like, you know, see the aunt gets
That's Auntie Jones right there. Yeah. Auntie Jones.
Yep. Auntie Jones gets to choose. So Lolo is a no-go.
I bet Auntie Jones is right there with me hearing some of the names that were being chosen and saying, oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. I'm so glad they landed on London. Fantastic job. So congratulations again to Miriam and Maddie. We're very happy for you two. And let's move on with the show. I can't wait to meet Lolo in person. Woo!
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Congrats to Potts.
He's in trouble.
Of course he is.
He's so screwed.
But it's his adventure and journey.
He's so good screwed. Luck. Just like thinking about the absolute lack of like any sleep he's going to get.
I know.
But it's probably fine because he doesn't get any anyway. He's already awake.
Yeah, right? No, he's getting up usually fairly early.
God.
For us. This has actually been the plan the whole time. We have been training him here at Looch Dog in the Morning to get up twice a week at 7 a.m. for what is a fairly good reason, but not the reasons, you know, he wants to join us and be with us. We love you, but it's still getting up at 6 a.m. his time.
It's baby training.
Yeah, so we've been baby training him for whole year now, and now he's ready to rock.
He's ready to rock. So, actually, I'd like to see if we can get Jessica Jones to call in and give us her best prediction of Maddie Potts as a dad. I want 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and 15 years from now, into the future, where is Potts going to be? How much hair will he have left? Will he be okay? Will he be clinging cans on the side of the road somewhere? Like, what is he going to be, disheveled? Will he be a bajillionaire? Like, what is Potts in the future? Let's play that game. 571-354-7338. Jessica Jones, hold on. 571-354-7338. Jessica Jones, or anybody who's listening right now. Jessica Jones is his sister, so I figured that'd be funny. Any listeners right now, what will Daddy Potts look like 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now? 571-354-7338.
I would just say that good old Potts there would the gray hairs will go gray for sure.
Do you think he's got a good, like, do you think any parent really knows going into it what they're getting into?
No. 100% no.
Because I do. I think I don't think he's one of them, and I'm saying this with all love. I think he's doing it right. Whatever. I'm just gonna take it as it comes. I'm not gonna freak out about it. It is what it is. I think the parents that plan for every minute of that child and their childhood and how they're going to raise them, you're fucked.
No, they're just going to be severely disappointed.
Yeah, you can't plan that stuff. And that kid's going to be a mess. Yeah. A mess.
They're going to law school, I'm sure.
I want to do friends that have named babies names you can't stand, but I can't do that.
No.
I can't put my friends on blast like that.
No.
But there are just names. Like, let's just say if it's a last name, it should probably not be a first name.
If it's if you don't name it after a fruit. Like apple.
Or a number, like 7.
Or a number, like 7.
Apple?
Or a direction.
Who's Apple? Like that was West. West. You're doing famous people. Like famous North. People get a free pass because no one cares. The kid's going to be rich anyway.
Yeah, well, that's because that kid never has to do anything the whole life.
Yeah, Northwest
life.
Doesn't have to get
like go
made.
Go to public school.
Do you think Northwest is getting made fun of and picked on at school? No.
At public school?
Yeah, he's not at public school. That's what I'm saying.
Isn't it she?
Is it?
I think so.
So yeah, I don't know. I'm not into the name.
I'd prefer to know the cigarettes in the butt story.
I'll do that. But what would you? We did this. new things going on.
Clearing that throat.
There's been a development here at Studio A.
Oh no.
Yeah, got a very new lady friend I'm very excited about, and it's
it's in its early stages.
Well, it's very early, but just to, I feel bad because if you're a listener on the show, you probably think like I'm a womanizer or like I just date all the time because all I ever do is talk about it when it's new, but I don't talk about the endings because I never want to put anybody on blast.
No, nope.
I tell the good stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
I wouldn't want to put me myself on blast either.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't mind me. You guys can know whatever you want on me. I'm just trying to respect whoever I'm dating.
Exactly.
And it's very easy to talk about it when it's new and it's fresh and it's exciting. But then when you break up or if it's over, then I don't want to come on the air and just like talk about it because then I feel terrible if that person's listening. I would never want to do that. That's not fair. However, I guess I will just to give you the backstory. I am not, the girl that I was dating in LA is amazing. She was awesome. But we talked and I just don't think that it makes a lot of sense for me to start a relationship from 3,000 miles away. And that was what I was struggling with. It had nothing to do with her. So if she's listening, if any of her friends are listening, it had nothing to do with her. We're starting a relationship from 3,000 miles away.
You live in Virginia, last I checked.
Luke. Yeah, I'm in Virginia.
In fact, about 35 feet away from where I sleep. So,
and yeah. It's like you could make the argument. And again, it's 571-354-7338. I see the phone lines have been going nuts. We do have one line still open. So 571-354-7338. Feel free to get it through. We will take your call. We will do that. Oh, wow, that's going to be exciting. I can't wait. 5 years from now, Matty Potts, what is it going to look like? I'm so pumped. Let's find out. Caller, you're on the air. Who are you? Where are you from?
Hello, it's Jess. I'm sorry, I'm having issues with my phone.
That's okay, Auntie Jess. Hello there. And what do we think, first of all? Do we approve of the name, London Lodovico?
Yes. I do approve of the name. I don't know if I approve of you saying it over and over again on the air with pictures of her.
Oh,
but
okay. Well, I felt
maybe
like it was
out, maybe bleep out parts in the full post because I don't know if you know.
Well, he's got an Instagram for her, so I felt like that was okay.
But that's private, and it just says they call me Bumble, private. Not they call me.
Well.
It's all good. But right. I would just maybe do that. I think you
right.
would appreciate it.
Good thinking. Wag the finger at me. I'm excited.
I know. I have the gift of paranoia, so.
Well, that's good for a radio show. That's good for a radio show. You should be our producer.
No, really. I think I might go gray trying to be you guys' producer.
So are you excited? Tell me, what does Potts look like in 5 years from now? How's he doing? What's his health status? How happy is he? What's he doing?
I think it's going to be a really mixed, fun journey for him. Like, I think he's going to be a great dad because he's, like, goofy and pretty accepting of different lifestyle choices. But I think that he also has my mom in him, so he's going to be a little bit neurotic and a little bit like control freak kind of and really worried. So it'll be interesting to see how he handles like letting her out into the world.
Yeah, that first day of school is going to be a tough one for Potts.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I can tell
that he's already like completely in love by the pictures that he sent.
Yeah.
It's really sweet.
That's
so
why we wanted to show it because we wanted you guys to share in his excitement. You got to imagine if you're getting up there in age, you're getting a little older, you turn 40, you probably think you're not going to have a kid anymore. You know, so I think the excitement that we're seeing from his end is completely genuine and in a way that we're not used to, and it's really neat.
Yeah, and it's funny because, like maybe a week or two before I found out that she was a thing, I remember thinking, like, God. Now that, you know, it's like, because I didn't know, you know, but I was like, it's going to be forever before, like, there's a baby because I'm not having one. And Maddie didn't seem like, he seemed like he was more focused on the restaurant. And I was like, ah. So it's just like funny timing that I had that thought probably about the same time that he was like finding out.
You never know, Jess. Yeah. Things just come out of nowhere.
We're all really excited.
We are.
I can't wait to go up there and meet her.
I would like to do a back and forth between Jessica Jones and you want to be Potts or do you want me to be Potts in the future?
I don't know if I can be Potts ever.
I'll be Potts in the future. Jess, we are now 10 years. No. 15 years down the road. The kid is 15.
Potts is 56.
Potts is now 56. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right. So what I would like to do is, do you think we can do a back and forth of you being the daughter trying to leave the house in a certain outfit and me being Potts?
Yeah, am I supposed to like...
You're arguing. You're mad at me because I'm not letting you out of the house.
Dad, everybody dresses like this.
I don't fucking care, okay? I can't even do it. I'll just I'm gonna do without cursing because I don't think he'd curse at his daughter. I don't care what everybody else is doing. You're my daughter. You're not gonna wear that outside of my house. It's so hard.
Then maybe I won't come home tonight, Dad. Yeah.
You know what? I don't want to put this juju out there because I think his daughter is going to be a 100% saint. But I can imagine, even if she was wearing a turtleneck, Potts would be like, back upstairs.
She's going to be awesome. I've already bought her multiple books about various social justice issues that are aimed towards children. So we'll be talking about, like, you know, and a book about a little Filipino girl so that she can have a book with people that look like her in it.
Well, right, because Miriam, absolutely, his lady is she's Filipino, right? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Very good. So we're very happy for him. Wow. We have to do Father's Day with Potts now.
I know. It's all a trip. My dad came for dinner last night, and we were just like, I can't believe that, you know, we have a baby. You know, we have a baby.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, a lot of people, I think, have that feeling right now. So she's going to be very loved.
We're very happy for him, for them, and of course for you, Auntie Jones. So thank you for joining us on a wonderful Wednesday morning. We'll see you soon, okay?
Yeah, have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too, girl. Take care. Love her.
Thanks
for
calling in.
We love her. Awesome. All right, you can hit end on the phone. Very good. It's true. It's very true. Like, babies are a breath of fresh air until it's yours, and then you're just like, oh, man. I want that, though. I want that feeling of
It'll come, Looch.
Yeah.
As we know, as you envision things, they come to you.
I do envision, and then they happen. One of those I can't even talk about. I got news for you.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it involves her. Wow. I'll just do all that off the air. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break.
Oh, okay. I already know this conversation. I know exactly where it's going.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
That's happening.
I know. Every time I meet a new girlfriend of my friends of mine, I have the perfect friend for you.
Oh, no. No. Okay, you read that way wrong, but I'm glad you did. I will hook you up. I'm going to hook you up with some of her friends.
I don't know
where or who.
It's fine. I'll find my way.
We're going to get Belly laid. Stay right here, folks. It's happening right
here. On the show.
It's
happening in the next 5 minutes.
Do not go anywhere. Wait a minute. I'm the only one here. That's no good. Get somebody else in here. Jess Jones, fly in. Please save me. All right, we'll be right back. Stay right where you are. Best story from Halloween you've never heard coming up next.